We are joined once again by Larry Nagengast here on The Green, this time talking about, well, Claymont and kind of a long-awaited economic development project that seems to be ready to ramp up soon. Larry, thanks for joining us again on The Green.
Glad to be here, Tom.
The First State Crossing Project is what it is called. It has changed significantly since Commercial Development Company initially bought the Claymont Steel property. What does this company's plan for the site look like now?
Okay, well, first of all, it's big. This is a 435-acre site. I think it's like about 250 acres or so that are going to be developed. Now, unless you live in Claymont or drive through there often, it's easy to forget how big this site actually is. But it takes up most of that wedge that's in the state's northeast corner, bordered by Interstate 95, Neyman's Road, and the Delaware River. Now, since the steel mill has been torn down, much of that land right now, it kind of looks like a moonscape. But, you know, if all goes according to plan, and that's going to that will start changing in another year or so, and eventually you're going to see some office parks, a large riverfront residential complex, some stores, a hotel, and probably some light industry. And that's on top of the new railroad station that's now being built.
That's what is intended to go there. What has changed? What did they drop from the initial plan that we talked about 4.5 years ago?
Well, you know, the big change is that the developer, Commercial Development Corporation, which is based in St. Louis, has dropped its plans for this logistics center, which is kind of a warehouse and shipping operation that they thought could take advantage of the site's access to the Delaware River, to Interstates 95 and 495, and to the rail lines that run right through the property. Now, upon further review, they decided that it wouldn't work out. The highway underpasses in the area weren't high enough to accommodate the trucks that would have to pass underneath them. And plans by the new operators of the Port of Wilmington to develop that old DuPont Edgemore site into a port complex posed a major competitive obstacle. So taking a look at that, CDC decided to pivot and move in an entirely different direction.
And that new direction would be the residential components. There wasn't any residential in the original concept. Aside from the port issues you mentioned, what's the reason for the switch to that?
Well, about 10 years ago, something really big happened in Claymont's housing market. After the deteriorating Brookview apartments were torn down, a new community called Darley Green was built in its place, dominating the area southwest of the intersection of Philadelphia Pike and Darley Road. There were a lot of stops and starts to that project, which now includes about 830 townhomes and apartments, a supermarket and some other retail, not to mention the new county library on its western edge. But this area has proven to be tremendously popular, especially with millennials and folks looking for an easy train commute to jobs in downtown Philadelphia. In fact, I checked the other day, and according to Realtor.com, the average price of a townhome there is like $289,000. So this is popular housing, and it's going well. So anyhow, CDC recognized the popularity of Darley Green and is, I think, trying a little bit of one-upmanship here. They're looking at a 1,200-unit townhouse and apartment complex with riverfront views and just a short walk to the new Claymont train station. And this is going to be the second big piece of the redevelopment. So even putting in a rezoning application for the residential project is probably a year or so away, which means, you know, you're probably 2-3 years away from seeing any construction there. And there's also some talk about making room in this residential complex for some restaurants and possibly a small marina as well.
So what are some of the other hurdles? You mentioned a couple of them there, or at least alluded to a couple of them there. What are some of the other hurdles to making that move to a residential piece happen?
As I said, the key thing here is that the residential piece of the project is going to require a rezoning. Now, looking back, the entire steel mill property has what now a HI, heavy industry zoning. And so that means that most of the other likely pieces of the redevelopment, the offices, the industrial, the retail, are already permitted under that complication, under that classification. Now, I don't want to oversimplify this, but what that means is that the developer has a pretty good amount of leeway as long as the design for these business type uses meet the requirements of the county code. Now, a rezoning to residential becomes a more complex process that requires the approval of the county council, and that's going to mean that community leaders and government officials are going to have much more of a say in how the whole thing turns out and making sure that the project, you know, satisfies the will of the community. Now, I talked to County Councilman John Cartier, who represents the district. I asked him about the project, and he sounded, well, you know, I would say a little bit Trumpian about all this. What he says is, we're talking about the art of the deal here. Okay, but the point is, with this project, and all of it, the residential and the other pieces, it's too big for the county to let anything go wrong. And the residential piece of it is where the county officials and the community leaders are going to have the most influence and the most impact.
And just to be clear, you know, some of that community input is going to be about things we've heard about before in other development, traffic, access, all those type of things that would affect the community around it.
Most definitely. And traffic, access are going to be issues. I can't quite predict the traffic, but in terms of the access, I mean, you know, right now there are no roadways going to that area close to the river where they want to build the residential. I mean, this is, you know, off to the far eastern portion of the old steel mill complex right on the river. So there are going to have to be some new roadways built. The executive vice president of CDC that I talked to, he says, well, this is going to be almost a gated community. And Brett Sadler from the Claymont Renaissance Redevelopment Group doesn't want to see anything like a gated community. He wants to make sure that, there's easy access, and especially if they do, add some restaurants and marina and all that, the community becomes, the new community becomes an amenity for all of Claymont to appreciate. So, yeah, we're going to have some issues there. Everybody says, hey, there's a lot of goodwill involved in this whole process right now. So it may all turn out well, but there's certainly going to be a lot of talk.
Up first, though, is the office space components. What's the timetable on that? And is there a sense that there's already interest in this kind of office space?
Okay, well, let's get around to how this redevelopment will get started. The office space is the first piece of it, and the first thing that's going to happen here is two office buildings would be constructed. One is going to be about 175,000 square feet, the other one just about 100,000 square feet. And in addition, there will be a three-story parking garage with about 460 spaces. Now, CDC is hoping that its plans, which were submitted to Newcastle County about a week ago, can be approved within 6 months so that they can start construction on this project during the second half of next year. Now, people are familiar with the county's track record on handling redevelopment applications. They're suggesting that CDC might be overly optimistic about this six-month timeline. On the other hand, Rich Hall, who's the county's land use general manager, says meeting that timeline isn't really out of the question. It's just going to be a case of whether the folks from CDC get all their paperwork and respond to all the questions promptly, and whether the county can do all of its work on a fairly rapid timeline. Now, the part of this, though, of course, is Steve Collins at CDC, which says they're not going to start building those office buildings until they line up their first tenant. Now, he is confident that the deal is for a new tenant is going to be nailed down pretty soon. The buzz that I'm hearing around Claymont is that CDC is talking to a major financial business. It's one that wants to consolidate its Delaware operations and expand even more into Claymont. Nobody's quite saying who that is, but you get the picture. It's a big business. It's one that has a presence in Delaware already, wants to do more, and is looking for a better place to do it.
You also mentioned the long-awaited new Claymont train station. that, according to your piece, is kind of the linchpin here. Why is that so crucial to making this work?
Well, okay, if you look at the current Claymont Station, which is about a half mile to the south of where the new one is being built, that's already the busiest commuter rail station in the state. I mean, you know, the Wilmington Station is big, but that's, you know, mostly intercity East Coast traffic. Parking at the Claymont Station is barely adequate. I was by there on Thursday morning, and there were maybe 20 spaces left in the lot. And the amenities there are minimal. You know, it's not a great place to be, you know, to be waiting on a really cold or, you know, or rainy day. Now, besides that, you've got employers at the office park are likely going to be recruiting workers from Philadelphia. So they will be using the station. Many residents of Darley Green already commuting to Philadelphia. When that new residential complex that they're talking about gets built, you've got more people there who will just have a short walk to the station. I mean, so you know, you add it all up, and there's going to be a great interest in seeing the new station, seeing it, and a lot more people using it.
Beyond the near term project, the office space, the residential, the train station, how much do we know about what else may come into this site and when?
Well, okay. Well, you know, we don't know a whole lot beyond what CDC put in its concept plans, 4 years ago. It has modified a little bit since then. I mean, the plans now show that there's going to be like a boulevard-type roadway that's going to run, if you start at the new train station and move to the northwest across Philadelphia Pike and coming up, intersecting with Neyman's Road about where the old Tri-State Mall now stands. So you'll have that main roadway going through this entire project. There are along there, there will be a couple other areas that are designated as office parks. There's an area also designated as an industrial, presumably light industrial area on the west side of Philadelphia Pike. And there are two areas for retail planned as well. One would be on Philadelphia Pike. The other would be on Neyman's Road, about where this new boulevard would come out. There's also a lot of green space reserved primarily along the Neyman's Creek area, the northern side of this property, and also a lot of pedestrian walkways within the residential and office and industrial areas.
How do officials hope this project ties in with the rest of what's going on in Claymont, what's already been happening there over the past 5-10 years?
Okay, well, Brett Sadler, who has led the Claymont Renaissance Redevelopment Initiative for more than a decade, is rather optimistic. I mean, so far, he likes what he sees, but it's likely to take several years for all these pieces of the plan to be rolled out, and a lot of time beyond that for things to actually be built. Now, as far as the residents are concerned, pretty much anything that they get there is going to look better than a steel mill, or even worse, an abandoned industrial site. And the thought of offices where good-paying jobs are available is also appealing. But you can bet that Councilman Cartier and Brett Sadler and the residents will be keeping a close look at any of the plans that involve the industrial components. You know, it's really making sure that they pass the community smell test. And, you know, you asked about the rest of Claymont. Well, the start of this redevelopment process for First Strait Crossing will no doubt prompt more interest in dealing with the eyesore that aging and largely vacant Tri-State Mall has become. So then there are also going to be questions about what is done with the current train station when the new one is ready in 2022. There's talk about the old station becoming a trailhead for walkways that would run through Claymont and also south toward Fox Point State Park along the river. You know, an I-495 could pose a formidable sort of barrier in this with the redevelopment in in terms of the, you know, the possibility that you could have a divided Claymont here, you know, 495 essentially splitting between what is largely Claymont now, and then on the north side of 495, where all of this new development is going to come in, and we all remember how I-95, well, maybe we all don't remember, but certainly I-95, when it cut through Wilmington 60 years ago, in many respects cut the state's major city in half. Now, in fairness, also consider, Philadelphia Pike, which is Claymont's main street, does run right through obviously the old traditional Claymont and the new redevelopment area. So that provides a link that should help keep the old and the new parts of the community together.
4.5 years ago and now, this project touted as being truly transformative for Claymont. It is coming along slowly. How optimistic are those you talk to that this patience will ultimately pay off?
Well, the comparison I can make is with Wilmington's riverfront. You know, more than 25 years of redevelopment, and it's still not complete. And that's with the support of a redevelopment organization that has received millions of dollars in state and city funds. Now, we've got a year and a half before the train station is ready, and we can't expect the office buildings to be finished before then. It'll likely take more than a year or so after that just for that residential piece to get started. And quite frankly, the pace of the rest of this project is going to depend upon, two things. First of all, the overall state of the economy, and second, how well the first parts of this redevelopment do progress. So, the bottom line here is, even when things go well, big projects don't move as quickly as some people would like them to move. But the reality is, it's a lot better to do it right and make sure that you get things done right than doing it fast.
All right, Nangest, as always, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the reporting.
Okay, thank you very much.